Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and alatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, David. Good morning to you.
Well, apparently, you've been keeping track of this. You notified me this morning that this is our 75th conversation, and we have a little wrap on what stories you've been covering since you debuted.
Well, you say you, David, but actually it's been the two of us. And I noticed in our URL as I was sitting down last night to review the material that, yes, this is our 75th Morning Headlines report. That started me looking at past broadcasts, and you and I have covered a lot of territory. The earliest report I could find shared the news, sad news, of the death of Cooperstown Superintendent of Schools, C.J. Hebert, in an ATV accident. He was a big, strong, handsome man, well-liked, a professional, but a real human being who cared about students and community. He was a big loss. The very second segment in April 2016 reported on the DEC blocking the Constitution pipeline. And of course, these stories go on and on. This week, we have an item on federal regulators rejecting the latest appeal of the pipeline company. And of course, it's not over yet. Remember Islamberg? That also happened during our first few segments. The Tennessee Bikers United Against Jihad planned a protest in that Muslim community in Delaware County. And so many Oneonans showed up in solidarity that the bikers just drove on by. Really, really great stuff.
Yeah.
Remember, David, the tax auction plan for Prime Minister Peter Nice's abandoned home on Otsego Lake?
Sure.
Yeah. Nice was the first white rapper to achieve significant hip-hop hits. He had hit on hard times and departed, leaving his Mercedes-Benz rusting in the overgrown driveway. And a realtor stopped by the office yesterday afternoon and told me the Mercedes-Benz is still there. remember the death of Lou Pizzuti, founder of Cooperstown Dreamspark? He had invented the idea of summer-long youth tournaments of top young ballplayers from across the country. And, of course, Dreamspark has overtaken the Hall of Fame weekend as the driver of Cooperstown tourism. Then there was the triathlete Sarah True of Cooperstown competing in the Rio Olympics. Local dreams of becoming the Finger Lakes of beer. Local restaurants cooking up bucatini a la Amatriciana in support of earthquake victims in Italy. State Senator Jim Seward recounting that was a searing story of his experience within a couple of blocks of the Twin Towers 15 years before. And Cooperstown's controversial divestment of fossil fuel investments. And I was reading this week, it turns out we were ahead of Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio. Remember the first local farm buying robots to milk their Holsteins?
Yes.
Well, we started with C.J. Hebert's death, and of course, last spring we reported life does go on. We reported on C.J.'s successor, Bill Crankshaw, stepping in when a senior prank got out of hand and cleaning up the mess side by side with the students until 2 in the morning. Very, very nice story. And that's just a dozen of the 75. It just scratches the surface. Looking back, David, over the, I guess, a year and a half now, I got a sense that we are capturing the evolving story of Otsego County. Honestly, David, we're doing it, man, and many thanks for all your help and guidance.
Well, here's to 75 more. At least, at the very least. We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and alatsego.com, who always joins us with an interesting story. Jim, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.